Okay, we're going to start this one last time. Welcome to ICANN Lesson 2. Barb Satterwhite is our guest this evening. And Barb, I would like you, keeping with the theme of the Humans Doing More training last Saturday, right out of the gate, just talk a little bit about yourself. Most people know who you are, being Kaizen winner, extraordinaire, major power platinum from Richmond, Virginia, and one who knows her mission. Share it with us and kick us off tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Vance. What an honor to be on here. And I recognize some of the names, of course, and it's exciting. I remember the very first ICANN that I did with Marty and William Todd and Mike. So anyway, I'm pleased, and thank you for asking me to join the group. I can't wait to hear everybody's responses. For me, my mission, and this is a pretty simple mission, but is to find joy in all that I do by living a balanced life and being grateful every day, experience new things, and help others in developing their own by developing positive relationships and sharing. So that's generally my whole mission. If I were to hone it in terms of connecting, I'm a connector, so I connect others to a path of better health, joy, and abundance.
And Barb, it's not a coincidence, as somebody just said, oh, we get to have the shipping lady with us tonight. We've kind of picked the whole shipping analogy. You know, if you're going on a 90-day voyage someplace, you kind of have to know a few things. One is, number one, where you're going. Number two, what kind of ship are you on? But you look at it from a different perspective. So for those who have never heard that analogy, explain that.
I love it. I just love it. I call what we do, we're in the shipping business. And it's friendshipping, relationshipping, and partnershipping. And it, to me, makes it so simple, because if you do it, those things, you're going to gain and you're going to be successful. So I love our shipping business, and I like you using that analogy of the ship tonight. Because you really need, okay, you need to figure, in my mind, I've always focused on those friendships, relationships, and then eventually partnerships. So it makes life easier and happier.
And then that takes us right back to your mission statement, using the word joy, because joy is a little bit more, should I say, intrusive or more specific than just say, well, I want to be happy.
Yeah.
Joy is a little deeper.
No. Well, and you know, I think about the P's, peaceful, patient, prosperous, productive. I've used that kind of mantra for several years.
So what we'd like you to, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, the most difficult one there is the patient, being patient.
That's that Chinese proverb that I think I mentioned last Saturday that I learned from Dr. Jackson's wife, Annette, that if nature is the best medicine, then patience is the best doctor.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I wrote it down. I memorized it because it worked. Barb, what we're going to have the group do, and they know this, just like what we always do, coming to the call, what do we learn, what do we apply more specifically from lesson two? And this week for me, looking at the chart, I chose to read the lesson each day rather than listen to it. And when I did that, looking at that chart, And I'm going to bring it up so I can refer to it. It's just the simplicity of, oh, come on, I can't get my phone to work. The simplicity of, number one, is our responsibility is to, you know, oh, come on, I can't get my phone to work. Access. Give me a solution. Help me out in the box. And I never really looked at it from the perspective of, that's what we do. And we can. That's all we do. We help people out in the box. the faster we learn how to do that, the more successful we'll be. So that's mine. Who wants to go next? Karen? Jeannie? Ron? Renee?
Not alphabetical?
Hi, it's Karen.
Yeah, did you want us to go alphabetically, Vance?
If you can, we could keep that theme going to see how well we're listening.
Okay, well, I heard Candy's name before me. Is Candy on? I guess not. Okay. I love the thought of, well, there's so many things in here. Self-care. Because that's basically what I do, is I teach people through self-care how to achieve a healthy balance in mind, body, relationships, finances, and society so that they can live a better life and age gracefully, basically.
Karen, thank you. And by the way, Barb to scribble some notes on our responses to this because she actually took the time today to pull out her notes from 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, when she did this the first time. So she was dialed in on what we're talking about. But, yeah, alphabetical order would be great. So if we skip people, it's okay. We can come right back to them.
Well, I'm an H, so I'm not too sure who's above, but I know I can get out here first. Patty Jane. Are you still there? Or did it hang up?
No, we're still there. Go ahead,
Patty. I'm sorry. It was all so quiet. I thought I'd hung up on y'all. It's Patty Jane here. And what I again and again have reinforced that every day is such a joy to find out more and more how I can be helpful in a way that brings me pleasure and brings me satisfaction to know I'm living out a purpose in life. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm a J, and it goes H-I-J, so I can go. This is Jeannie in Phoenix, and I had a fun experience with a dear friend of mine who is a customer. She has her 90-year-old sister moved in with her. Anyway, last week at the market, she said to me, Jeannie, I bought Ovaltine for Jerry, and she doesn't like it. So we put some in our coffee, and I said, oh, no. So I said, by the way, we happen to have a wonderful chocolatey drink, total vegan drink mix. And I said, I think that Jerry probably would love it because it's really, really delicious. And she said, okay, order me some. So it was very simple, but it was a talking point and a conversation with her to have a solution for her and help her out in a bind because she wants her sister to stay healthy and she doesn't like to eat enough food and nutritional things. So that was exciting. I love these 5 points, access, experience, price, product, and service also.
I know Norma comes after Jeannie, but there's something between maybe. But just a quick one is, repetition makes ruts and it makes tracks. We need to find out what works for us and let go what doesn't. But it was kind of a reminder, too, that there's already people out there looking for energy medicine and for complementary care, alternative solutions. All we've got to do is find those people. We don't have to recreate them. We just need to find those that are looking.
Exactly.
Ooh. Hey, is Janice Miller here? That was great, Norma. Janice? Catherine?
Hi, this is Catherine. Hi, this
Yay.
Is Catherine. Is this Barb? Hi.
No, this is Jeannie.
Okay, so who's facilitating this? I thought it was Barb, but I don't know.
Well, Barb has been the guest speaker, and Vance is having cell issues, so I'm filling in for
a
minute.
Okay, all right. thank you. So, lesson two, be in your right mind. I believe that's the lesson today, right? I'm hearing all these different things being said, and it's a little confusing for me. So just confirm that that's
what
we're about. Pardon?
Yeah. Yes, lesson two.
Okay, all right. All right. So let's see if I can quickly get to my comments here. I really appreciate this particular lesson and the emphasis on self-care, and the principle is not bound by precedent.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting to be doing alphabetical, and I didn't know what the alphabetical order is, so I'm really not prepared to say anything else than that. Sorry about that, but thank you. That's it.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Margaret. Or Renee?
This is Renee. This is Renee. I'll go.
Okay.
I wrote down principle is not bound by precedent, because this past week I found that I had contact somebody through a text message, and I thought that they were ready to hear my message because based on the conversation we had, but then all of a sudden it was crickets. There was no response to what it was. So the idea of principle is not bound by precedent helped me. Just because one person didn't respond to a message doesn't mean that anything more than that they were just not ready for my message. Keep at it. So it's not always just about me, too. It's about the person I'm in contacting with. So that helps me this week.
That's really, really a great principle, isn't it? Yeah.
Here's Ron.
Janice. Okay, Ron.
That's R-E-N and then R-O-N.
Yeah.
I want to, Barb mentioned on the P's about patience. And it seems that I have nothing but patience for myself is running out because I've been dallying with Nikon for too long. And one of the things I wrote down is it's a mistake to have everything exactly as I want it before approaching people. So I've been working on a lot of the people that I need to contact now, they're acquaintances really. And so I want to use Leo's third party approach with them. And, I've been, working on putting the first four emails together so I can effectively do that. Well, I've got one of them put together and I've, given that to two people so far this week. And
awesome.
And so I'm tired of dallying, like I said.
This is
All
Candy
right.
from Florida, and I think I have finally gotten through.
Oh, good, Candy, go. Thank you, Ron. And
I've been here from the beginning, but anyway. I really love the solution aspect. I don't, just because the Lord leads people to me that are seeking for solutions, but it comes up in conversation. We were rehearsing some music with the pianist, and she said, "Oh, my four-year-old has been sick, and I can't get him to eat, and he won't eat anything that's good." And I said, "Does he like chocolate?" "Oh, he loves chocolate." So I brought her a few days' worth of our vegan chocolate, yummy vitamins and probiotics such. And she said, "Oh, yeah, I'll try this." And the advantage of then letting the products speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Absolutely.
Cool. Nice to hear you, Candy.
Thank you.
How about Robin? Robin.
How about Janice?
We'll take care of it. Yes.
Hear me now.
Yes.
I finally got it right. Yay! You know, each time I get somebody to listen to me about NECAN, I just get excited all over the place. And I have a niece that ended up in an accident, which I didn't know about, and she's just been having terrible headaches. So I convinced her to get a necklace, and the important part of this, the deal is that I didn't offer to buy it for her. I believe today that people need to invest something for them to see the value in what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she doesn't like it in 90 days, I'll gladly refund her money, but I didn't buy it for her, and that was the important part for me. And
good.
I came back from a trip and, you know, got to sell some duct tape and CM cream to my son, who's having all sorts of problems, and, you know, just putting that on his shoulder and saying, "Wow, you know, this really works pretty good," you know. So it's always fun and exciting to me when people discover these products. And and I certainly don't mind being my best customer. I believe that we cannot say things to people if we haven't tried the products ourselves. And, you know, I want a quality of life. I've wanted a quality of life for 20 years, and so being my best customer is the best thing I can do for myself. And then the last thing that happened is I was going through a drive-thru, and somebody said, "Magnetic Janice, what does that mean?" So I was able to share, you know. So we just have to be ready for the opportunities when they come our way.
Mm-hmm.
That all passed.
Beautiful.
Hey, Janice, can I interrupt you here to ask a clarifying question? Over the years that you've been in NECAN, how many products have you bought back from people at 90 days? We're all adults here, so we can handle the truth, okay? How many of you had to buy back from people?
I don't think I've had to buy any back. I have had one customer that didn't know, that was saying she didn't see the value of the Nature S Fit, but she hasn't, you know, I haven't pursued it that she wants me to take it back. I always remember the story about my business partner who bought all these products and said they didn't work and sent them back, and then she realized that they were working as subtly as they do, and so she got them all back again.
Oh, that's a good story.
That's a great story, yeah. I just love that story. And, you know, when she got in, I think the wisest thing I heard said to her is, "What have you got to lose if you try these products? You're already headed for a wheelchair." And Lily and Golly. I don't even know whether she's still in NECAN, but anyway, she's one of my uplines.
She is, definitely.
Good. Well, I haven't heard anything from them in a while, so I'm glad to hear that. And
yeah, no, they're still in. The reason I asked that question is because that that business model does work. Being able to say to people, look at, I own all this stuff. I use it. If you're on WhatsApp, because I heard that mentioned, it drives me nuts when people say, well, the products will do this, this, and this, and this. And, well, how do you know? Well, you should give them a shot. You know?
Absolutely.
Give it a try. You know? Hey, this thing called a vehicle. This thing called a vehicle, it's got four wheels. Actually, it has five. As a fifth wheel that you put your hands on. They're awesome. You should get one. No. I like the two-wheeled ones, the bicycle. I'm just as fine with the bicycle. Yeah, but you spend a half a day just getting, you know, to the grocery. No. You should try one. No. I'm fine. Pick any analogy. But, Janice, thank you for sharing that because a lot of us can learn from that example.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, I reached the cemetery where it's really quiet. And there's no dead signals here. There are other things that are dead here, but it's the best place because you can see the Verizon Tower. I can't see it, but I know it's right there, like an eighth of a mile away. So I want to thank you, Jeannie, for pitch hitting for me. Sandy, Martin, you usually follow Ron, but Janice jumped in there and Candy jumped in there. Alida? Shirley? Or Vera?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. This is Vera. Hi, everybody.
Okay. So Vera,
Happy New Year.
Looking at lesson two,
uh-huh.
How'd you apply it? What'd you gain from it?
How would I apply it? Well, first, it's going to be to myself to get in better shape and better health this year. And starting, you know, to just create new business. That's my...
Okay. I'm being mindful of the time, folks. That's why if I sound a little rushed, Shirley?
Shirley's
Sandy,
here, yeah.
Alita? There we are. Go ahead. So Shirley Bedreau, the furthest north member of the crew.
Attracted to the idea of self-care for sure, and I agree with, I don't remember who said it, but that other people need to invest in their own self, in their self-care, and if they're not invested in it, then we just move on. The other thing that I have underlined from previous years, but also again, was that I wasn't broken, I'm not defective, I just have to... be positive and think of the things that I need to do now. And that precedent, like principle, what is it? The whole idea of precedent that doesn't have to be applicable to today. And that we need to do this day's work. So what I did this week is I have gone to Luis Kasuga's idea of a spreadsheet. I had started it before, but I had never really completed it. So I created a spreadsheet, and I've just been writing down all the things on there that I want to make sure I have in front of me that I'm going to do. And so my self-care is there, that's first for me right now, and get things done. So I'm taking action. That's the big thing, is that I'm doing things.
And again, something Ron taught me months ago, it's not humans doing more, it's humans being more. But
right.
In the being, we're actually doing.
Yes, that's true.
So if you don't, if you don't like that, you can pick on Ron, because I'm not the one that said that. Ron's the one that.
No, I agree that I'm being more by doing something again. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the whole concept, isn't it? Thinking,
yeah,
feeling, doing.
It is, and that's the key. That's the key, because again. People don't become successful by sitting around and dreaming of success. We can do that.
I just
that.
Want to add something here, and that is
go
that
ahead,
the whole idea about be in your right mind is, me, it's also about being calm and being patient and not judging yourself when you're not doing it perfectly or when...
Ooh, that's a fun
I mean, there's some subtleties and maybe some not so subtleties. I think a lot of it has to do with our programming that has become invisible to us. And, be in your right mind has to do with, you know, not thinking with your old brain. So that's it.
Thank you, Catherine. Anybody else that we missed from the list that jumped in late or you didn't get a chance to share?
Robin's here.
Good evening, Robin.
Good evening.
And I'm not gonna ask how deep the snow is because it's very dark in your neck of the woods, so you should not be out shoveling the snow right now unless you're using a headlamp. So enlighten us about lesson two. What you gleaned from it, what you applied, how it impacted your life, how your life is starting new courses as a result.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit slow on this whole change thing. I don't know, but I do get stuck on those old pictures of how things should be, and I can get upset about, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. And so this whole positive changing, you know, changing my mind to a more positive way of thinking, and like she just got through saying, of not judging myself when I don't think I do it right. And
and Robin, remind me again, this is your first time through ICANN, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You just wait, girly girl. Trust me. It's going to blow your mind.
It's just, you know, sometimes it's hard to admit those things about yourself.
Right. Right. Well, that was, as Shirley said, I'm not broken. I may be a mess, or even as our pop culture says, I'm a hot mess. Well, no. Nobody's a mess. Nobody is. And once Marty explains the difference between guilt and shame, then you're really going to have some fun. Okay, Robin, thank you. We're a little over time. I want Barb to give us a wrap up here because again, Barb went through this course 5.5 years ago. I think she went through it. ICANN 1. Which I missed, but Jeannie and several others got to experience that. But, Barb, based on what you heard tonight, thoughts?
Got several thoughts, and I don't want to keep you on line, but I loved hearing, and it just elicited a lot of thoughts for me. You know, his whole idea with this lesson, too, is being in your right mind, talking about, you know, we're left brain, right brain is one piece of it. So physically, you've got a right brain, left brain, and you think differently in each, but you really need to go to that right brain thinking to get your inspiration and to follow through and that whole attitude and like the, you know, mental self-care. And several of you mentioned Karen, I think Janice or I forget who else said about self-care. Well, self-care is so important and people forget this. You've got to take care of yourself. Mentally, it's a bigger deal. I mean, physically, we all kind of probably do that very well, but when it comes to the mental self-care, which in this lesson, meaning stop beating yourself up about things that aren't going right, change that thinking, do the repetition that you need to make that change, and being grateful is one of my biggest things, and I think that helps. I love just the idea. In fact, Candy, it was great to hear from you. Candy used to be in Virginia. So it was fun to hear your voice. You know, like Hattie Jane mentioned purpose. You know, when you do all these things, and certainly the principles not bound by precedent, which means don't worry about the stuff that didn't work last year, okay, or yesterday. Forget it. Acknowledge it. It happens, but go on. And that's the biggest challenge I think everybody has is to create that mindset and get the posture that you have. And I was thinking about what, Ron, you were saying you wanted it to be perfect before you'd present. Let me just throw out a little tidbit that might help. Let go of the outcome. Don't worry about what's going to happen. because if you're wanting to do the perfect presentation, just present anyway, whatever it is, and don't worry about the outcome. I know that sounds flip, but the point is that if you have that person in mind that you're talking to that you want to help, just focus on what you want for them, not what your presentation is. I hope that makes a little bit of sense, and it, we all want to have the perfect scenario, but it doesn't always work out to be perfect. But, you know, go from your gut, your inspiration. I love, you know, you can have the perfect thing to say, and then all of a sudden something else comes out. Well, it's okay. And then Janice had that posture of, yes, letting that person buy their product, which is a biggie. So many of us want to do it for them and whatever, but it's very important. So I loved hearing that. I think also the, you know, this whole customer acquisition and customer retention. Well, the customer acquisition is pretty simple and pretty easy because you know what we have is of value. Now, not everybody wants it. And at the time you present, maybe not, but don't give up on them. And remember that statistic that takes 5 to 12 presentations before somebody might act on it. So just because they don't call you back the third time or they don't do something, don't worry about it. It only means the timing wasn't right and they may need to hear it 3 or 4 times. So I love that. That was a freeing statistic to me because everyone feels like, oh, I don't want to bother them. The point about all of that is that unless they tell you they don't want you contacting you, then contact them. So I hope
thank you, Barb.
Is helpful.
Yeah, helpful.
And then creating what you want to have happen. You know, don't worry about the stuff that's not going to, you know, that's going wrong. What would you like before you go out? And I remember Marty Jeffrey saying this when he used to do sales calls, not in Nikim, but another company. He would sit in his car, I think how he said it was, and he would visualize what he wanted to say, what he would say. He would go over what he wanted to say, but he would visualize what he wanted to have happen, what would be the outcome. So before you talk to anybody or whatever, what do you want to have happen in your mind? So I call this getting in the right mind. So, and it's true of everything in life. And here's the other big thing, and I think all of you know this, is if you've had a bad day, and we all have bad days, things aren't going right. That's not the time to call somebody. You know, just because you have this do list, I need to call 10 people today. But if you're not in a good frame of mind, and as you've heard it said, not in a good vibration, that's going to come across. And so typically if that happens to me, that's when I go outside and do something physical or whatever, because you're right, you have to be in the right mind. So I love this whole lesson, and there's so much that we could talk about, but I don't want to keep anybody anymore. But you all are, you know, just let it flow. I love it. Just think about what you want to have happen. Be in the right mind. Build those friendships, relationships, and it'll happen.
Barb, you're brilliant.
Yep.
I'm changing my contact file. It's not going to say Barb Satterwhite. It's going to say Brilliant Barb.
Right.
And just as a caveat, folks, just as a caveat, when Michael DiMuccio talks about the concept of a mastermind group, I don't really have one other than I've got these confidants. One is a butt kicker called Karen Willems. Okay, she's also my wingman. And then there's Jeannie Zeden, and then there's Rita Hand. But I bounce a lot of things off. But about once a month, I think, Barb, you and I connect maybe every 6 weeks or so, and I bounce ideas off or say, hey, what are you about this? What are we doing about this? You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, or we text. But, Barb, I mean this from the bottom heart. I would not be in the position I'm in today if it weren't for people like you. And I owe you a debt of gratitude. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've given to this group tonight. Because trust me, it's life altering. Because now the fun begins, even in lesson 2 as we go into lesson 3, because we're just kind of pulling out of the harbor. Folks, if you've never been on a cruise or you've never seen a pilot boat captain, that's what they do. And the advice that Barb has given us
is basically how to kind of get us out there, get a little out of the harbor and start sailing. We're all on the same boat together. It's a 90-day journey. And so, you know, and if you want more of Barb,
can I add
pay attention.
Things?
Yes, absolutely. Please do.
First of all, thank you. You're gracious with your remarks. I get so much from everybody. But the other idea is have fun. And I think most of you on this call have heard me say that I go about life and enjoy what I want to enjoy, and that's when I meet people. So when you're in that right mind, in that right frame of mind, doing what you want to do, whether it's shopping, whether it's walking, whether it's running, whatever it is, if you're in that right mind, you will attract people. So, and make it fun, or else you won't want to do it.
Yes.
That's it. That's it, folks.
That's it.
And hey, by the way, I taught a grown man yesterday how to snow ski standing in the mud. In the mud. And Barb and I are avid snow skiers. She's been skiing a little longer than I am because she's a little older than I am. And I'm not calling her old. Just saying she's had more time on the slope. This guy actually got out his phone. He had two daughters, ages 3 and 6. And I said, well, there's only three basic principles to snow skiing. Number one, you're in control, kind of like life. Number two, if you want to go fast, you put your skis like French fries. If you want to go slow, you shape like a pizza. Make a triangle. And then the third and most important rule of snow skiing and teaching someone how to snow ski is, two words, have fun. He literally got his phone out and typed those into his phone. And we were standing in the mud. We were not on the slope. But
cool.
he wanted to learn how to teach his daughters. And I said, yeah, my brother and I have taught a few people. We enjoy teaching more than we do skiing. But that's what we teach people. And if they're not having fun and they start crying, then we're done. we're done.
I love that.
But I have made a lot of people cry. I've got three daughters, and they will tell you I've made them cry. Because they don't know that they can do more. Humans being more is us being more, but doing more too. And you can push yourself a little further than you're comfortable with. And so that would be my 2 cents worth.